USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The head of a special counsel is declining to charge President Joe Biden for willfully retaining, disclosing, and grossly mishandling a number of classified documents as a private citizen, taking them from his time in the U.S. Senate after he left the vice presidency in early 2017. The head of the special counsel saying that due to Biden's age and memory, a jury would find him not guilty. Adding Mr. Biden's memory was significantly limited during both of his recorded interviews with the ghostwriter in 2017 and his interview with our office in 2023. Empty office buildings will create more stress for smaller banks, according to the Treasury Secretary.
Interest rates are higher. Loans will have to be refinanced in an environment with higher interest charges, lower valuations, and rising vacancy rates.
Janet Yellen, speaking before Congress on Thursday, saying it's obvious that there's going to be stress and losses that are associated with this. As Israel's war with Hamas continues, humanitarian concerns grow surrounding the millions of displaced Palestinians in southern Gaza. Coordinator for Strategic Communications at the National Security Council, John Kirby, speaking to the press about the responsibility that Israel bears to protect Palestinian civilians.
More than a million Palestinians are sheltering in and around Rafah. That's where they were told to go. There's a lot of displaced people there, and the Israeli military has a special obligation as they conduct operations there or anywhere else.
The Supreme Court hearing on whether Colorado can remove Donald Trump from its primary ballot has wrapped up. A decision is expected before the Super Tuesday primaries next month. A ruling in favor of Trump would stop other states that are attempting to do the same. This is USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Well, looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Ford Motor Company is making a change to their electric vehicle strategy and will focus on smaller EVs. Ford CEO Jim Farley says the company will develop vehicles that will compete with lower-cost EVs from Tesla and Chinese automakers. Ford lost $4.7 billion last year on their current EV lineup and projects a loss of $5.7 billion this year. Ford is reducing overall EV investment by $12 billion and increasing the manufacturing of gas-powered vehicles, which generate profits needed to fund growth. Security is tight in Las Vegas as it prepares to host the Super Bowl this Sunday. The NFL says they're prepared to handle the security demands of Super Bowl's 58th Sunday in Las Vegas. Speaking in Vegas Wednesday, NFL Chief Security Officer Kathy Lanier says fans will play a central role in ensuring safety.
Please note that access to the stadium campus will be restricted to Super Bowl ticket holders only.
This will be the first Super Bowl held in Las Vegas. The NBA trade deadline has now come and gone. Teams are no longer permitted to make trades the rest of the season. Among some of the notable names changing teams include Patrick Beverley going to the Milwaukee Bucks from the Philadelphia 76ers and Gordon Hayward heading from the Charlotte Hornets to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Teams can still sign players on the buyout market until March 1st for them to be eligible for the playoffs. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.